We can learn all the details on Monday, but what we know is that he's going to have this system of kind of public scrutiny. So everything that MPs claim for, everything they dispute, every correspondence is going to be published online. So you'll be able to go and really comb through what your MP is spending the money on. And he's told us that he will come down on MPs who breach the new rules like a ton of bricks. And he talks about fines and docking pay for MPs who break the new rules. And this is all dependent on a new compliance officer post that's currently going through Parliament at the moment. But this position, which will be attached to IPSA, the Independent Parliamentary Standards Watchdog, who will have these powers to really enforce the rules.
And how will members of the public, voters, how can we best judge whether these reforms will work?
We can't at the moment because we've still not seen all the details, which will come on Monday. But it will be how much we're able to hold MPs to account. So there'll be the fact that you'll be able to go online and look up exactly what they're doing, and it will be how that kind of then shapes MPs' behaviour. Will they stop breaking the rules, basically?
Now, this comes as former Labour ministers have been caught up in a lobbying scandal, and the government denies that Stephen Byres had any influence over public policy in the way that he claimed in a taped conversation with journalists posing as lobbyists. But what possible sanction do Stephen Byres and the other MPs caught up in this sting, what possible sanction do they now face?
Well, Stephen Byres, we know, now faces an inquiry by the Parliamentary Commissioner, who's separate, different to, say, Ian Kennedy. This is Sir John Lyons. And he ultimately actually has the power to expel MPs from Parliament. But Byres is only being investigated by him because he referred himself in order, he says, to clear his name. That's not going to happen now until after the election, when the heat will have come off this a bit. But there's no doubt that this is bringing some pressure on Labour.